Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Me, Myself, and 40K with me, your host, Inquisitor Archer, known on the internet. I do apologize again for this late episode, but we are here now, and we are here to talk about 40K, Warhammer 40K, the miniature tabletop strategy game, and of everyone buzzing around for the new news of the new edition, 10th edition is coming, and obviously this is going to be all we talk about in this episode, and also a few other things as we do. Thank you very much for being patient, and we will continue to the update section. All right, everyone, it's time for the update. I've been looking forward to this because obviously it's all about the 10th edition, the new edition that's coming out shortly. We don't know when it's going to come out yet, but obviously it's going to be within a month or so, I believe. Again, I'm going to say apologies for the delay and obviously me not being around for the episode, but obviously I've got personal issues, etc. Don't go too much into it, but yeah, I'm back now, and obviously I'm trying to try and give you your podcasting content on a regular basis. Without further ado, let's jump straight into what sort of has been going on. Basically, everything about 10th edition and obviously new things that excite me and what I would like to talk about and my opinions on them. Obviously, recently, it was when I record this, 2 days before, was the Warhammer Fest. Where obviously, they brought out or they revealed quite a lot of the sort of like, certainly the box set, so the Leviathan box set, if I get that right. And obviously, so obviously, we already know that was Space Marines versus Tyranids, but obviously, what new Tyranids, new Space Marines are going to get. So, we'll obviously talk about that. The whole moving forward with the cat, sort of like the narrative sort of storyline. So, obviously, Lionel Johnson's back with a new model, which looks amazing, by the way. And obviously, the whole thing of Abaddon and his new companion or his new sort of buddy Vashtar, how you pronounce it, that strange looking demon machine thing. And yeah, this I think we just want to go over it and just basically we're just going to review sort of all the models in the box set and obviously anything else. We'll go over the Space Marines and Tyranids and a few other things that I want to sort of recently sort of that's come out, dive straight into it. So obviously we know that the box set, the Leviathan, obviously there's a big whole thing in the narrative where the Tyranids are now coming from the west, not the east, and this big force is going to come and basically we think is going to try and swallow ancient Terra or Earth. And Space Marines, the Space Marines and the Ultramarines have taken upon themselves to personally send a force to deal with them, because obviously we all know that Ultramarines love Tyranids. Well, they love to kill them and stomp on their brains and rip them from limb for limb. Yep. Because obviously they have their first company. Obviously, every Space Marine chapter is a first company. But obviously, in the Ultramarines, they have their Tyrannic War Veterans. And obviously, it's a kind of a very, very specific or very specialized unit, which for veterans that have fought Tyranids before. And obviously, they're good at it. So, looking at the box, I mean, we've seen some of it has been revealed anyway. But let's quickly go over it, and obviously I'll give my opinions on it. So, there's a lot of Terminators. As we know, the new Terminators come out. I think they're pretty good. They've done a pretty good job on the new Terminators. So, yeah. And obviously, we've seen them in different colours. I think I've seen them in Blood Angels and Imperial Fists. That's all I've really seen them in, actually. Obviously, they can obviously be in any chapter, so there's no sort of like icons and stuff that obviously you can change around and stuff. And yeah, and obviously the other Terminators we have is the Captain in Terminator armor, and also we've got the new Librarian. I think the Librarian looks really good. I mean, all the runes on its armor, I have to say, if I could do it, like a painting effect on it, I would. But obviously I'm talking more about better painters than me could really, you know, really use those runes to make them glow or make, you know, like, you know, like almost like give like an effect or like a light effect across the armor. And so yeah, I think the Librarian looks really cool with this, like his two-handed sort of force axe as well. I think the Librarian is a really good looking model. So fair play, hats off to GW Warhammer for that. The Captain, however, I mean, it's a nice model. It's a nice model with his rune blade or power sword and obviously his storm bolter. I like the new storm bolters because obviously they have, obviously, I think somebody else said on like a YouTuber said it, I think it was Ospex Tactics, where they've drilled out the barrels automatically on them for us. So very good. And I mean, I think it looks like the original, like the old sort of Terminator and Captain, which I think now is just seen as the, I got one in a Terminator set, but I think you can still get it as the Death Watch Captain in Terminator armor. Obviously, they might be getting rid of it, obviously. But yeah, I mean, Storm Bolter and sort of like Relic Blade, you know, nice big cape, you know, no helmet. hopefully maybe you can get a helmet for him. I don't know. And obviously he's like his iron halo and top and stuff like that. It's a nice model. I mean, like I said, it doesn't interest me in getting it. I like the look of the Terminator librarian just a little bit more. So the next thing is, one other one we've already seen is the new Lieutenant and Phobos armor. So as Warhammer always do with a new box set or something with Space Marines, they have to bring out a Lieutenant because, you know, everyone needs Lieutenants. It's still a nice model. It's still a cool model. It'll be cool, fair. You know, if somebody bought me that, I'd be like, fair play. It'd be a good model to sort of kit bash and convert for like a Death Watch because obviously he's got like the Tyranid armor strapped to one of his shoulder pads. And he's like, obviously, I think he's like stomping on a Tyranid. Oh, he's got his blade and like a Tyranid on the base and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it'll look like a really cool Death Watch Lieutenant model. But again, yeah, it's one of those models where it looks cool, but you have to go like, do I want to buy the Lieutenant or do I want to buy the Librarian? And I think obviously I'd be like, yeah, Librarian. And then obviously the one that I'm most interested in, is the new Apothecary Biologis. So in the description, it is sort of said that this Apothecary is more of a scientist than he is a sort of a doctor or a battlefield surgeon. So he doesn't have his Narthseum, which obviously isn't, I think is normally the thing, right? Like he injects you stuff or he can, you know, read your vitals and stuff. Or Space Marines. But instead he's got something else, which I can't remember what it is, but it's to sort of get samples from his enemies during the field and obviously determine their weakness. And also he's obviously in Gravis armor as well now. So that's pretty cool because obviously he's, you know, wading through battle a bit more heavily. But I like how he's got on the model, he's got like a sample container. So it's like, you know, it's almost like, has he actually got like samples in there, or has he just got his Jack Daniels in there or something like that? You know, like his with whiskey and rum and stuff, or Abasak, as it were. So I like the model. The model looks cool. I like the concept of it being more a scientist as opposed to, like, you know, like I said, a surgeon. And so I'm mostly interested in that model because I love my apothecary, my Primaris apothecary. And, so if I could, I will try and pick up that model because it's pretty cool model to have. And obviously then we're going to go on to the other models now. So obviously we've got the sort of like the other squads. So there's a new Stern Guard squad. Now, I've always liked the Stern Guards, but I've always gone for the Vanguards instead because obviously in Death Watch, you can't have Stern Guards with the Death Watch. You can have Vanguards because obviously I think their veteran models kind of count as kind of Stern Guard anyway, because obviously Stern Guard can have like different weapons. I think they have different ammunition. They can have like combi weapons and things, which obviously the Death Watch can have anyway. The new Stern Guards, the primary Stern Guard, that's fine. I mean, they look nice models. They could be really good for conversions or, you know, anything else like that. I mean, yeah, again, for me, another models sort of converts for Death Watch, fine. Yeah, so obviously the Stern Guard again. And then obviously the two other models we've got is the new squad. So a new, I don't know if they're Phobos or if they're in normal, I think they're in normal armor. But the new Infernus squad. So obviously this has also been obviously put forward from sort of the Black Templars, where they have like these big like Primaris flamers now. And obviously the Lieutenant Phobos armor has like a combi flamer of this. So obviously it's the Infernus flamer and like a combi sort of like bolt rifle or, you know, sort of bolter, whatever it's called. A whole squad of flamers, nice against hordes, particularly Tyranids or Orcs or, you know, I guess even Chaos Cultists as well. You know, they're cool. Yeah, another sort of Pacific squad, as it were. And the last one I'd like to just take a few moments to talk about is the new Dreadnought or Redemptor Dreadnought. So obviously now the Dreadnought, the Redemptor Dreadnought in particular, the Primaris one, has the options of the old Dreadnought, the original Dreadnought. You can have a las cannon and like missile launchers on it. So obviously, as the name suggests, Ballistus Dreadnought can be a fully ranged Dreadnought, as opposed to sort of the other two variants which we have now for Redemptor. So the normal Redemptor, which is like fist underslung, like, you know, flamer or sort of get a cannon, and obviously, you know, the plasma incinerator, or obviously the new sort of like the one for claws. So yeah, that's it for the Space Marines. For the Tyranids or the Bugs, I mean, I would probably be more excited for the Bugs if I kind of had an interest, more of an interest in Tyranids. But that's fine. I mean, I'm just glad that Tyranids have got new models. and obviously new name models instead of just like resculpts. I mean, there are a few resculpts, like for instance the Screamer Killer Carnifex, but I mean it does look a really good model. But yeah, so Screamer Killer Carnifex, yeah, it looks an awesome model. So I'm presuming it could be used just as a normal Carnifex, but obviously, yeah, I guess the Carnifexes look okay, really. I mean, they look a bit hunched over, I think, but they kind of look brutish and big and, like, you know, batching rams, basically, as they are. But obviously, we know we've got this new sort of Tyranid Prime with his wings, which is good, of a sort of support character. But the ones that I'm a bit more sort of like, what the hell is that? It's the new sort of like HQ, sort of psycho unit or synaptic unit, which is the Neuro Tyrant. He's just, I mean, it looks like a cool model. And I know they're trying to do the thing with like the Silent King, where like, he's got like his big sort of like big model and he's got like two little ones. He's got like two little squid things, but he does look like kind of a squid though, doesn't he? That's the first thing that I thought about. He's just a squid with a brain. I mean, it's a cool model. And he's got his little squid. He's got his little squid pets. But I mean, fair play. At least it's another HQ for the Tyranids. So sorry I'm laughing, but I mean, he just looked like a squid. We've got obviously the things like the Von Ryan's Leapers, so like mini lictors, looks pretty cool. The new Termagants. Hopefully they're going to be able to be converted to Hormagaunts, or they're going to have the same sort of squad. You can just make them differently, or they might have a completely new Hormagaunt squad. And also we've got other units like Barbgaunts. So obviously these are like big, sort of like, they're almost like kind of in between sort of like a Tyranid Warrior slash Gaunt. And they've got this big like shoulder mounted, like, I don't know, like cannon on them. So they're kind of cool. Also, we have a new sort of gaunt, which is called a Neurogaunt. And they're supposed to have like parasites or synaptic parasites on their back, which kind of look cool. They kind of look like more like dogs. But I mean, it says in the description that they're more like, spend most of the time like bodyguarding high profile sort of synaptic sort of creatures or sort of primes or things like that. So they might have met with the bodyguard rule or something, or just like, and basically they just throw themselves as, you know, at the enemy, as obviously basically create bodies to be shot at instead of their leader being shot. And the last thing of the two, another one I have to laugh at, but I mean, it looks an okay model, but I'm a bit like, it looks kind of weird. It's called a Psychoflage. And the first thing that I thought when I saw this was, it's producing like stuff from its back, and I don't want to be too crude, but it doesn't look like, and it says what it's supposed to do is supposed to eat psychers or eat psychic sort of people, and then it uses that power to like produce like gas or produce like this psychic sort of thing out of its back. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, but fair play, another new model for Tyranids. Fair play to you. Hats off to you, Warhammer. As opposed to that, obviously, in the box set, you're going to get new card or card decks or mission decks and the new rules as well. Another book, which isn't part of the release for the Leviathan release, is they're going to bring out a Crusade rule book. And it's going to be called The Tyranid Wars. And obviously, it's going to be about, like, it's actually a narrative Crusade rules for, obviously, 10th edition, which, obviously, I'm more interested in as a narrative player. Obviously, I play more narrative games than opposed to, like, you know, tournaments and stuff. Well, I don't really play in tournaments. But, yeah, I'm glad that they're still keeping the Crusade rules in a book itself. So, obviously, me and some of my other player friends will be interested in that. So, that's pretty cool. So, I'm very interested in how Crusade works in 10th edition. And hopefully, they haven't made it simpler or made it more simplistic as opposed to, I mean, the Crusade rules in 9th were a little bit too much. Maybe they just needed a bit more tidying up. That's what I thought anyway. Apart from that, I think, yeah, the Crusade rules are pretty good, I thought. So yes, that is everything we want to discuss for the new 10th edition. There are also a few more things that I'd love to discuss. We can discuss them more in the chat along in the next part of the episode. Anyway, so thank you for listening to this part, and we'll move on to the next part. Welcome to the chat along for this episode. What we're going to have chat along today, we're going to chat about something which makes me really excited. Obviously, 40k makes me excited, but in particular, this is an update that recently just came out, well, in the last few days, so it might be a few days old once you hear this. All the same, as everyone knows on the podcast, knows me on the internet, obviously my name is Inquisitor Archer, and obviously that is obviously a nod to the Inquisition of the 40k sort of realm and the universe, as it were. You know, I love the Eisenhorn series, as I probably said the same time before, and I've mentioned, obviously, the Inquisition, and obviously all the members of it, like the use And all my armies are kind of based around or kind of gives a nod to the Inquisition being quite a high tier 40k universe. So for instance, Death Watch are the militants to the Ordo Xenos Inquisitors, and the Sisters of Battle, obviously my Sister of Battle army, the Holy Chalices, are a nod to the Chamber Militants to the Ordo Hereticus Inquisition section of the 40k universe. And so really, I mean, I'd have to say, like, all my armies are now, apart from my orcs, which I don't collect anymore, all my armies are based around, or something based around, the Inquisition. You know, at one point in 8th edition, I started buying random kits. So I bought, like, Scutaris and the Eshes from Necromunda and other kinds of things. I even bought Beastmen. And I started converting acolytes, like inquisitorial acolytes and henchmen and all kinds of weird and wacky sort of things that you know, agents of the Imperium. And but then it kind of lay to the wayside because obviously it was fun at the time, but then it seemed like going to 9th edition, certainly at the end of 8th and 9th edition going on, it seemed like the Warhammer themselves just didn't really care about the Inquisition, even though, like, for instance, I'm going about it as well, like, you know, big sort of chapters of stories are all about Inquisitors helping, like, the Custodes or, you know, Space Marines, or probably not helping, air quote, but, you know, on those things. And then lots of Space Marines sort of things, there's always an Inquisitor involved or an acolyte involved or, you know, something like that. It just seemed like in the last sort of few years that Warhammer just didn't care about the Inquisition anymore, and they were kind of like slowly sort of phasing them out. All the models are really old now, so most of them are either resin or they are metal. I think most of the metal ones are resin cast now, and it was just like quite sad, really. And I know that a few of my friends, especially Chris, who's been on this channel before, so Chris, who's obviously he's very knowledgeable about Warhammer, so we're giving that to him. And, you know, he said, oh, you know, in 8th, he was like, because I remember they nerfed the Inquisition, and he was like, oh, don't just ignore those rules, that you can still play your Inquisition army against me if you want, we'll just use the old rules sort of thing. And that was quite nice to hear that from somebody who can see that a faction is being almost like kind of stood on, really. But saying all that, we have had hope. We had a light at the end of the tunnel where several miniatures have came out. So we had in 8th, I think it was actually before 8th, actually. I think it was like, we had Inquisitor Greyfax, Lady Inquisitor Greyfax, which I still need to paint her, actually. After that, we had a special edition 2018, because obviously I got him as well, and he's there staring at me as I'm recording this episode. Inquisitor Eisenhorn, who is my favorite, obviously after I've gone about it several times before, Inquisitor Eisenhorn is my favorite character, all of Warhammer 40k, such cool character. He is literally the James Bond slash, like, John Wick of the 40k universe, and I think he's just amazing how, you know, how many times has he been declared a heretic? And then obviously he's managed to, you know, claim his freedom again and stuff like that. And I think at the moment in time in natural history, or in the universe at the moment in 40k, I think he is deemed like a rogue inquisitor, I believe. I think so. And it's just quite fun just to have that. And it's really, I mean, how inquisitors themselves can be so diverse and so different, you know, to the point where, you know, not just describing the different ordos, so the Ordo Xenos who go alien hunting, the Ordo Hereticus who go witch hunting or psycho hunting, and the Ordo Malleus, third major one, who goes demon hunting or demon hunters. Apart from that, you know, even if you took two inquisitors from like the Ordo Hereticus, there's still divergence between them there, where there's radical and then there are Puritan inquisitors, and they follow different paths. You know, radicals, you know, they use like demon and alien weaponry and technology, where the Puritans are, you know, they do things by the book, you know, by the letter, cross the T's, dot the I's. And so there's obviously that kind of thing. And I'm just speaking out as myself, most people will know this, but I think it's just kind of funny how GW kind of wax and wane with the Inquisition, because obviously, like I said, we had Eisenhorn in 2018, then we had with the Awakening books, we had the new Lord Inquisitor, Draxus, so Lady Draxus, or Lord and Draxus, whatever you call it. And also we had that limited edition Ordo Malleus Inquisitor, can't remember his name, but of the one that's like stabbing the demon, but he was kind of cool. And so yeah, it's kind of goes like, so what are you doing, GW? What are you doing, Warhammer? Do you like Inquisitors? Do you like the Inquisition? Do you not like the Inquisition? It seems like you're quite torn between who you likes and who you don't like. But finally, when I was trying to explain, because obviously most people probably understand what I'm trying to get to now. But in Kill Team, which I love still, Kill Team is quite good. Just play a little bit more of it. The announcement a few days ago, well, it'll be now, but it might be a week ago when this goes out, this podcast goes out. They finally have done a narrative campaign box, Ashes of Faith, and it includes Inquisitorial agents. And these guys, and I'm looking at them now just to talk to you about them. This Kill Team looks amazing. I'm glad for one. I mean, it just gives a bonus. It's a narrative expansion for Kill Team itself. So that's awesome. And obviously it's against Chaos. So obviously I guess we're going to try and we're using more Ordo Hereticus / Ordo Malleus sort of orders here. But obviously all these could be easily be Ordo Xenos agents. All these models look amazing. There's only a few of them. I think there's only 7 of them, I believe. Because it says that 4 of them can be 2 different models, can be 4 of these acolytes can each be built in 2 completely different operatives. So to me, that means, I'm going to have to buy 2 boxes of it so I can have both variants. So yeah, so there's 4 of them that could be done in 2 different ways. And then it seems that while there's also a auto savenant, so the guy with like, he's a scribe, isn't he? He's got like a big long, like, he's got like a big long trail of scripture, and he's like obviously writing it down. You've got your faithful tome skull. There's a little skull which is like holding a tomb or a tome, and that's kind of cute and quite cool, even though it's not, because obviously it's a skull with some candles on his head. And then also the last one, it's the gun servitor. So you get a gun servitor, which I think is pretty cool. And also that can be have any 3 of what a gun servitor can have anyway. In 40k at the moment, it can have a heavy bolter, a multi-melter, or a plasma cannon, which is crazy. I mean, the picture of the gun servitor on the actual community website is actually a plasma cannon. But then if you look at some of the revealed Warhammer Fest ones, that you can actually see it's got like a heavy bolter as well. So you can see the two variants of the gun servitor, as it were. And I believe, I have to point it out, it looks like they've just redone the gun servitor from the last expansion, or one of the last, the second expansion for the characters on the Blackstone Fortress. Like the gun servitor you can get, I think it is, because the arm looks the same, the body looks the same, and the legs. Just like it looks like they've just changed the head and like the arm where the gun is. So, I mean, yeah, it's a conservator. I mean, you know, how different can it look, really? Yeah, that's kind of cool. But yeah, some of these models, this is what we're discussing. Like, you know, these models look, I think, fair play to them. So now we've kind of established that, yeah, Games Workshop, yes, they still do favor the Inquisition. Well, they bloody well hope so, because otherwise they're going to get hundreds of Inquisitors going to be breathing down the neck going, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, GW? I've got the backing of the Emperor behind me, make more models for the Inquisition. So the 4 that you can get, which can be sort of interchangeable. So the first one is like an interrogator guy, or what, female or woman? I think it kind of looks very feminine, so I think it could be a woman. So she or he's got sort of like it's described as a pistol packing interrogator, can also become a knife juggling enlightener. So the alternate version of it is obviously got like 2 sort of thin blades, and it's got like a cowl over, like a hooded cowl. Something. It's quite good. I prefer the interrogator with the eye patch. And then the next one is it even says itself in the description, right? It gives a nod to some of the Inquisitorial operatives, the classic large scale Inquisitor game, which was years and years ago, which was the 54mm Inquisitors, like big models. And they're all metal as well, so I don't know. They're all metal. It's just crazy. I mean, I thought they were crazy models. But there's one where it's an Imperial Guardman veteran with a pole arm, and he kind of looks crazy because it's like he's got like the top of his head sort of like missing, but he's got like a metal like bowl on top of his head which is like stitched to it. So I don't know what's that all about, if it's surgery or an injury or something, I don't know. But he looks feral. He's got like a combat knife an eagle skull on its pommel, and then he's got several other knives, and he's got this big huge pole arm. It looks like it's like a bill hook, but then it's not really a hook, it's just like a spike at one side and then like a big massive like serrated sort of machete at the other end. So yeah, he looks kind of cool. And then obviously his alternative is, it looks like a woman with like a, she's got like goggles and like a respirator on, like the front's changed, is like chainmail, and she's wielding a chainsword and a hand flamer. Flamers are always good for killing heretics, aren't they? So I think both models look amazing. I mean, if I got this set, which I probably will get this set because it's obviously all about inquisitorial agents, obviously, I'll probably go for the Imperial Guard first with pole arm, but I do like the other one with the hand flamer. She looks pretty cool. Which is a pretty cool. Now the next one, which can obviously be two different models, I'm kind of a bit like, it's a bit weird looking. So this other guy, it looks like he can be made either as like a standard bearer. So he's got, or she, could be she, I don't know, can't really tell because he's got robes on. They look like they're a standard bearer, and they've got like a, just like basically like a big sort of standard with the Inquisition eye on it. And it's got like, obviously, he's got like purity seals on it. And yeah, it was pretty cool. I think it's pretty, if you had that, it'd be like, oh, a very central figure model sort of thing. And obviously, hopefully it might give buffs, or it might even be a psycho, I don't know, like a level one psycho sort of thing. So maybe, you know, just a smite spam on it or something, or it could be just be defensive psycho. That'd be kind of cool if it had that. But then the alternative is weird. I mean, I like it. I kind of hate to like it. If that makes any sense, because it's like an old dude and he's got like a parted, he's kind of like a got his shaved head in the middle, but then he's got kind of like two like wings of like hair on either side, almost like Wolverine tufts. But he's like an old geezer with a shotgun. It's like a revolver shotgun, so I think the gun looks amazing. It's a shotgun, like a pump action shotgun, but it's a revolver, so it's kind of cool. But like I said, this haircut just looks absolutely, yeah, I wouldn't, if I was using that model, I would not use that head. Or what I'd do is I would scrape and chop off like the hair on each side, and either just have like, he's got like a ring around his head, or literally just take it all the way off and just make him bald. I mean, I think it just looks weird as hell. But apart from that, yeah, those both guys and girls look pretty cool. And then we've got the last one here, which I like best, is, it seems to be a lady, obviously, can't really tell. They have an eviscerator chain sword, which, I mean, I love those weapons because I love the Sister Repentia. So obviously they all have their eviscerator sort of blades, chain blades. So yeah, that's one. Looks like she's like carrying like a box on a side, where it looks like you could put either like a book, or you can put like a relic or something in it. So it's kind of cool. Not so keen on the head though, because it's kind of like she's got like a Repentia sort of like a cowl, and then like a metal sort of like crown that's covering her nose. So maybe it's just a preference. It's just like a really pick. I'm really picking now, but I think she looks a cool model. Or her alternative is a sort of like a hooded sort of figure, and they look like they've got like a missing eye, but they've got like, they've got two pistols and one of her arms, an augment, so she's got like an augmented arm, or bare augmented arm, and she's got like a plasma pistol and like a silenced bolt pistol, which I think looks amazing. So if it was me making this model, I'd definitely go for like the gunslinger type one instead, because they do look pretty cool. And yeah, that's the rest of them, because obviously it goes back to the Auto Savant, Tome, Gold, and the Conservator. Now, the one thing I'm a bit sort of, I'd like to know, obviously we would all like to know, is what does the Auto Savant do? I'm presuming it gives like a buff or something, or you get like, I don't know, an extra command point or something. I don't know. But it looks kind of cool because he's literally just like a robot. And literally, you can't, but like, it's got like two arms, or just holding two quills, just like writing down this big, long, long, unraveled sort of scroll. And then it's got like other little arms, which are holding like scrolls or like passing things. Or, and it's got like, he's got like a little inkwell to the side of him. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah, kind of cool. It'll be a fun model to put together, and it'll be a fun model to paint, I think. Because I mean, if I painted it, I'd probably paint them a little bit more grimly, like they've been stood there, got a lot of light, you know, they've got like a lot of attention, so like all their arms can be like rusted and stuff, and that'd be kind of cool to do. So yeah, I think I've blabbered on a lot about the Inquisition, because obviously, you know, it's a big thing, and obviously, you know, I'll definitely can't wait for this narrative sort of expansion to come out for Ashes of Faith. So yes, I'm actually quite really pleased and really stoked that obviously Warhammer have actually pulled their finger out and gone like, you know, Inquisitorial agents, that's cool. Because obviously in Kill Team, I'm presuming they will get rules for 40k eventually at some point down the line as well. And then I can add more agents to my ever-growing Inquisition sort of army list, as it were, as well. So that's good. Anyway, so we'll move on to the next section, which will be last will be the quiz with Mrs. All right, it's that time again. It's the quiz with the Mrs. Best, I think the best part of the podcast. So we have, as usual, with me is the beautiful, the amazing, the wonderful Amber.
Dave's here.
Sorry, it's Dave now.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, sweetie? You okay?
Good.
I want you to do the rest of this quiz. If you do, I will put, I don't know, I'll buy you ice cream. I don't know.
Okay, then. Ha, ha, ha. My name's Dave.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, I'll stop now.
All right.
Someone called Dave might listen to this and be really offended.
Be offended, like, why is that person...
Like... why are they trying to take the mick out of all Daves?
Yeah. God. You Davist.
Davist. Sorry. Hello.
Yeah. Right, so...
I just knew you wouldn't expect it, so I thought, why not?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, go for it. I mean, I'm not going to edit it, so... We're all here for taking the piss out of things, and certainly Warhammer, and obviously
now Dave's.
Jesus.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a while since you did one of these, isn't it?
It's been an eternity.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah, it feels like it hasn't actually been a really long time.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? Why have you not been doing them?
Because I've been doing shit. I've been like saving the world and you know, recycling and...
Recycling? Or cycling?
No, recycling.
Oh, okay.
I don't cycle.
Oh, okay.
I don't do cycling, that's for just, yeah.
No, we can't be this a list we're creating now. That's against Dave's, against Warhammer, and against cyclists.
So somebody who's a cyclist who's called Dave and likes loves Warhammer. Or works for Warhammer. Wow, we've singled that person out, haven't we? Person. Dave.
We're back on schedule, yeah? Back
on schedule.
Okay, cool.
Obviously, you know that I've been excited because obviously I jump around and like when things come out for Warhammer and you're like, you kind of know what's going on. The new edition, 10th edition is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you know about 10th edition?
It's 10th edition.
Ha ha! Yes.
It's basically when Warhammer go, we need to bring out a new edition because this one's been out a while.
And we need to make more money.
And we need to make more money and get people excited. But we can't put effort into doing anything but... We'll change a few rules around and make it look like we really thought about it.
Yep.
We'll release it, get everyone to buy it, and then update it and change it so then the books and the codexes are irrelevant.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I know about 10th edition.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me anything else?
I mean, you basically described every edition that Warhammer's done, not just 10. So, I mean...
Well, it's just the 10th time they've done it.
Yeah.
So, if anything, we're the suckers for keep buying it.
Yeah, God.
No, I know you're excited about it. I don't really understand why, and I've not really been into keeping up to date like I usually am. When we both sit there watching YouTube, and I'll roll my eyes, and you'll be like a little squealing pig, like
squealing. I'm gonna wee myself.
Yeah, basically. So no, I don't actually know a lot. I've actually, and it sounds really bad, and I know I joke about disliking Warhammer, but I've just really switched off from it at the moment.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like talking to other people, like people that have been on this channel as well. So Chris and Glenn and other people as well that have been on it, they've actually felt the same way. Certainly for 9th, so the previous edition, the one that's currently out. And so, I mean, certainly Chris, and I've spoken to Chris recently. He's obviously also crashed in, and which I don't like. Yeah, I fully agree, Chris. He said like because he hasn't even done any of 9th edition at all.
Oh, okay.
Has played any in 9th edition. And he's waiting for, obviously, like, if 10th's going to be good, he's going to play it. If it's going to be shit, he's going to be like, well, I'm going to just sit out for another edition now. And so it's kind of like up in the air with most people at the moment. So they have changed a lot, like the whole structure of it has changed. So the way you look at, you know, like, you know, in the codexes, we've got all the like the templates and stuff like that for each individual character and stuff like that. They've changed all that as well. So even all that's been redone and all that. So,
but are the changes, what I want to know, the changes based on what fans and what their customers have said, or is it based on them just going, I think this is what they want, so we'll do it and we'll find out if they like it? Because I think there's not enough feedback and trial and error in actually, you know, there's so many people that do YouTube channels, there's so many people that do a lot of content for Warhammer, that they could get them involved, you know, trial stuff out. Even if Warhammer World, they did a day where you're testing it, gaining feedback, and they do that at like 3 points of the year or something like that. That to me makes sense, then release it.
Well, that, yeah, I think that's another conversation that's come up with me talking to Chris again, but other people where, yeah, because that's reasons why they obviously have their play testers.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think they shouldn't. I think me and Chris decided, like, oh no, it was actually me and Ash, actually. Me and Ash said, why don't they just bring out the rules, say, these are the beta rules, play them, then give us loads of feedback and send some playtesters. But I think me and Ash said, like, well, it's kind of like there's pros and cons for each thing, like just have a few private playtesters as opposed to, but then I was thinking like the one that me and Ash said, like, throw out beta rules for free and go, like, this is what we've done.
Yeah,
you'd get so much more. You get hundreds of thousands of people giving you feedback and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think for the amount of they're selling it for, and if you look at games, you know, not just board games or kind of RPG level, but if you're looking at video games, they have a beta, they have an open beta.
Yeah,
or they'll have a beta released early so people can test it and then gain feedback. And that's what they're doing with loads of big games at the moment. Especially, yeah. I think, especially if they're part of, if they're a sequel or, you know, they're part of franchise, I think it's really important to get it right. Opening a beta can diminish some of the problems or test them and fix them before you release it and sell it for a mass price.
Yeah, and obviously then I say GW then, but then they won't have to bring out all these stupid, like, appendices and shit, like, which they've had to do for 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is turning into a chat along itself, isn't it?
I know, sorry.
No, it's fine. No, apologies. You kind of know a little bit about 10th. It's obviously a new thing, and obviously people either are kind of like, there is a tie between people who kind of like, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be not?
Yeah.
And obviously, this quiz today is all about 10th. And obviously, recently, they brought out the box set, which obviously is going to like start 10th edition. It's called Leviathan. So Leviathan is one of the Tyranid Hive tendrils. It's one of the biggest ones. The intro to obviously 10th edition is obviously Space Marines versus Tyranids this time. So instead of Necrons, it's now Tyranids.
Yeah.
They've obviously brought out this new box, which went pre-sale, I think, a few weeks ago now. Yeah, so obviously it's all got all the new Space Marines in it and all the new Tyranids in it. And it's got several, I think actually all the models are actually new. All the models are new in it.
Okay.
Yeah. The questions here are actually of those new models and what they're called.
Okay.
Yeah. As usual, you got your lifelines, you've got 50-50s. Ask a friend if you want to. Or if you want to have another 50-50, you can do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready? I'll bring up the first image for you to look at. Do you want to describe those for our audience for us, please?
Oh.
I'm going to just say the is because it's a space marine.
Just look like every other space movie. And it's blue.
Oh no, the blue one.
All right, go on. How are these different then? How are they different? They look exactly like every other space movie that's been released. Is it because their pose is slightly different?
No.
Well, what's different?
It's what it's their war gear.
Oh. How can you get excited over this? They're exactly the same. Okay, anyway.
Well, who are they? What is this squad called? Are they A, the Infernus squad?
I mean, it does look like them.
They do have flamers.
Yeah, all right.
Are they B, the Pyrus squad?
Mm.
Or are they C, the Ignitus squad?
I feel like Infernus is too... Like, I'd pick that, so I feel like it's not that. The part of me wants to go... I think you put that Pyrus in on purpose. So, like, sound like fire, but spelling it funny. Then that could be a GW thing, too. I'll go A.
You're going to go A?
Yeah.
You're going to go A, Infernus Squad?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
No. It is correct, however. It is the new Inferno Squad. So it's a whole squad of basically Primaris intercessors. Instead of the bolt rifles, they now have the new flamer rifle.
Are people excited about that?
I think so. I'm not. I think it's just boring.
Why can't they paint them red with flames? That'll make them more Infernus. Yeah.
But the thing is, though,
they play heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool.
But that you just describe it. You're just describing Black Templars, sir.
Oh.
Black Templars, the black armor, white armor, and then they have like flames and shit, and they like.
No, I want red.
Oh,
With flames, glowing red eyes. They have electric guitars on their backs, and they blast them away with the power of music.
Oh, then you're talking about noise marines there.
Well, I'm creating my own here. Okay, this is not what exists. This is what I think would be cool. So I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's one of the squads that are coming out with the new edition, as it were.
All right. Moving on.
So we're doing like a Space Marine squad, and then we're doing a character, and then we'll go back to the Tyranid squad, then the character. So could you describe what you're looking at there?
It's fancy white Space Marine. However, he's got some cool gadgets. He's got some scissors and pliers in his pouch. He's got some weird thing that looks like a light. He's got some Doc Octavius shit going on. And he's got some canister that's probably got some disgusting stuff in on his left-hand side. And then, on his left arm, he looks a bit like Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, he's got his little reader thing.
Yeah, his little reader makes him look like Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. He's going to laser people with his fake laser. Yeah, I think I've seen things similar to this. I don't know if they qualify as, like, doctors or something.
You could be on a streak there. So it is a character.
Yeah.
And I would say they are considered doctorish.
Yeah.
So they are like the medics or whatever.
Yeah, medic. That's what I meant.
But they do have a particular name.
Go on then.
And I'm going to say to this one, this is actually, they already have these. However, this is a different version of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go on then. So,
however, are they A, Company Ancient?
Mm.
B, a Primus Medicus?
Primus Medicus.
Primus Medicus, reporting for duty.
Roll out. Primus Medicus. Assemble. I'm sorry.
Are you going to let me finish?
No. I think it's more fun when I don't let you.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay, go on.
Or is it C, an apothecary Biologus?
Oh, I'm going with apothecary.
You're going to go with apothecary? You're going to go with Primus?
No.
Of the Adepticons.
Primus of the Medicus. Find Optimus Prime. Sorry. Yeah, go on.
No, it was you. It was you.
Well, I've picked my apothecary.
You're going to pick C, apothecary.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
I am.
You're going to pick Primus.
No.
Oh, okay. Not even Company Ancient. We kind of just totally dismissed Company Ancient.
I think Company Ancient sounds lame.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you go for C?
Yes!
Is that your final answer?
Yes, I've said it about 10 times.
You are correct. Thank you. Biology. So this guy's new because they have apothecaries.
Yeah.
So you know my him in the middle there?
Oh, yeah.
He's my Primaris apothecary.
Stop squelching in your chair.
Sorry, squelch. So this guy's new. So he's not exactly a doctor. He's more of a scientist.
Ah, okay. I was going to say scientist, and I thought, oh, maybe they don't have scientists. Maybe it's like medic doctory things.
So this is guy's new. So he's in a new kind of armor. It's called Gravis armor. So it's a heavier. So he's more on the front line.
Okay.
Even though most apothecaries are on the front line anyway, but they're trying to make him like, I'm right in the thick of it.
Okay.
But obviously, you can see that he's got like almost like a chamber there. So I think it's like a freeze chamber. You know, like a.
To put body parts in.
Basically.
Oh, okay.
And what he does is he hasn't got his North Seam. So basically, it's like medical where you can like inject things into it and like read Space Marine vitals and stuff. And so instead, he collects sort of, as his title says, he's a biologist. So he actually collects parts of the enemy, and obviously he diagnoses them for like their weaknesses, and then he obviously relates that information to all his teammates, and so gets that weakness. So as an apothecary in sort of like against Tyranids, very very useful. And to be fair, probably the only model I actually like and I probably will get from the entire range because he sounds cool. So well done. God, only two right already. 50% done. You're already going. So that's the Space Marine side of it. So this is the Nid side. So the Tyranid side. So these are the bad guys.
Nid side.
Yeah. That's their nickname, the Nids.
The Nids.
So this is a new squad of Tyranids. It's going in the new box as well. Could you describe to them to us what you're looking at there?
They're like mutated grasshoppers. You know, this is the way they're perching.
Yeah.
They're just Tyranidish. Yeah. With little claws and alien mouths.
Don't you think they kind of look like a bit like hyenas?
Like a hyena and a grasshopper had a baby, yeah.
Had a mutant baby.
And then were fostered by alien.
Yeah.
Like a xenomorph, yeah. There you go. There's your description.
But what are they? Are they neurogaunts?
Neurogaunts.
Are they bee? Are they ripper swarm? Or are they sea? Are they tyrannid warriors?
Ripper swarm. Oh, I'll so laugh if they're called ripper swarm. Welcome, new 40k ripper swarm. Revealed at Warhammer Fest 2023.
It's almost like, I choose you, ripper swarm, go!
Yeah.
Use nibble nibble.
Or it sounds better if, like, Tyranid warriors, use ripper swarm! That's better.
Oh, yeah, so they're like, regurgitate ripper swarm, and they regurgitate them or something like that.
A ripper swarm to me just sounds like a whirlwind, and then they slice everything within the whirlwind. That's what ripper swarm makes me think of. What's the first one?
Neurogaunts.
Neurogaunts. Neurogaunts, Tyranid warriors. Tyranid warriors seems like the best option, but I don't know what Neurogaunts. Really, I don't know. I hope it's not Ripper Swarm. I'd be very disappointed. It's going to be, isn't it?
I'm not saying.
I want a 50-50, please.
You want a 50-50? All right, okay. Let's get my dice. I don't know what my dice is.
Your chair is so squeaky.
Right, we're going to dice and we're going to go. We're taking away Tyranid Warriors.
Oh, no. It might be Ripper Swarm all along. No, I'm going with A. I refuse to pick Ripper Swarm.
You're going
to
go... You're not going to pick Ripper Swarm?
No.
You're not going to pick Ripper Swarm? No. After all that?
After all that, no.
After like, catching them and raising them and then...
No, I'll keep it for my special move instead.
Oh, okay, right. So you're going with A, Neurogaunts.
Yeah.
And you are correct.
Oh, good.
Because... Ripper swarms are completely different, even though ripper swarms are a thing in Tyranids.
That's ridiculous.
Well, they're like basically, just think of like, you know, the alien, when it bursts out the chest, like a burst, like
chest
burster. Basically, just think of a whole base squad of just them.
Oh.
And that's what ripper swarms are.
That's cool. That makes more sense, actually. Yeah. I agree. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right.
And Tyranid warriors are bigger Tyranids. And they have like
four. We've come across those before, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, these Neurogaunts, to give you a bit of lowdown, these Neurogaunts are actually a new type of gaunt.
Yeah.
So there's Tyranogaunts, there's Neurogaunts, and now there's obviously these. And so what they do is they actually have a parasite on their back. If you see the little lump on their back,
yeah,
that's actually a parasite connecting to like what they're gonna do. And actually these guys are actually new. And what they do is they swarm around synaptics. What Tyranids have is called these synaptic warriors or synaptic creatures or monsters, where they kind of like it tells the whole. The whole Tyranid army is like this one big mind, basically.
Yeah.
Just think of like hive mind, basically.
Yeah.
So like these swarm around these and they act as little bodyguards. So if they get shot at, they just kind of like go, no, they jump up and like get shot instead. So it's quite fun that. Sorry, anyway.
Go on.
This beastie is obviously a Tyranid creature, a Tyranid character or Tyranid. But what is it? Or would you like to describe it for us, please, first?
It's like Queen Xenomorph.
Oh yeah, I didn't get that.
Lots of fancy frilly shelly bits on top and then has two like side brains.
Side brains.
Side brains with tentacles too.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. Didn't very
like,
alien-y.
Didn't look like squids to me. I would think they look like little squids.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I wouldn't want it myself, but it's cool.
But what is it? A, a psychoflash. Is it B, a Nora Tyrant? Or is it C, the Swarm Lord?
Do we get another 50-50?
Yeah, go for it.
Go on then.
All right then. Which one do we get rid of? We get rid of A, the Psychoflash one.
Aww.
So it's either B, a Neurotyrant, or is it C, the Swarm Lord? I said Swarm Lord, by the way, if nobody heard that.
Swarm Lord. I want to go Swarm Lord.
Swarm Lord.
But what happens if she's female?
I think Tyranid, it doesn't really matter.
Oh. But then Neurotyrant fits with the Neurogaunts, which they do. Like, they could be the Neurogaunts, and that's the Neurotyrant. But then more tentacly.
True. This could be, like, a full, like, 4 out of 4 this could be, couldn't it? If you get this right.
B.
So B?
Yeah.
You're going to have Neurotyrant, not Swarm Lord.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you want a countdown?
No.
So I just prolong it a little bit longer, so just make you even more nervous.
No.
No. I could do. I could be like, are you sure you want to go? Because why do you think it's going to be B, not C? I just let everyone know that her face is just like, just get on with it, because I just want to get it over and done with that. Ding, ding.
Yay!
It is B. It is a Neurotyrant. So this is the new HQ for the Tyrants, the Tyranids. And yeah, basically, it's just a big brain monster. It kind of like, it's just a big psycho, basically. So yeah, the Neurotyrant is the new HQ for the Tyranids, and it is a big psychic unit, and it has all these little, I think it's either going to be like bodyguards or like little dribblies where it can like, I don't know, pop one off and then like do a psychic power or something like that, or like defend itself or something like that. Cool. Well done! 4 out of 4?
Yeah!
Yeah, you're going into 10th edition hot, aren't you, sort of thing.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, well done.
Thanks. I feel quite proud of myself.
Yeah,
that.
You should. You Thanks. Should, because, yeah.
It's because I had ice cream. I think it's giving me power. Okay.
Yeah, ice cream. I feel a bit hype at the moment.
Same.
Yeah, I feel like I want to, like, I could do laps around.
I want to go on monkey bars.
Do you know what? I mean, yeah, we could, actually. Anyway, thank you for taking part in the quiz again. And obviously, I'm glad I am back doing these podcasts.
What we got next episode?
Next episode is a secret. No, next episode is kind of it's going to be a bit more of a talking still more about 10th edition stuff, but we might have another guest on it. We might have a guest and we might be talking about something which is kind of new to me and I've never done before, and it's kind of really cool.
It's really exciting.
It's actually, I mean, when I was there, I almost peed myself a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for Inquisitor Archer to pee himself?
I mean, they probably do.
I mean, he does it every day.
But yeah. Anyway, but yes, wrap it up. Yep. Thanks again. Obviously, I'm glad I'm back and obviously doing this on a sort of regular basis now again. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And obviously, again, thank you to my lovely, I wouldn't say assistant, because you're not an assistant. You are a crucial part of this podcast. Thank you for taking part, as usual, sweetie, into the quizzes with the misses. It won't be the same without you. What's the matter, Dave?
Gavlock's been on the show. Loads of loiders. It's going to come back every week. Thanks for having me. Have a good week. See you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.